USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases and their mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. The daycare had been cleaned and it is still open, officials confirmed. Indiana has become the first state to pass a near-total abortion ban after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb announced in a statement that he signed the legislation, quote, after long days of hearings filled with sobering and personal testimony, end quote. The ban will go into effect on September 15th. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.